Hello.
Hi, Carl?
Yes.
Hey, Carl. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people...
I don't have any opinion.
Okay, sir.
I'm a Republican. What are you, a Democrat?
We can still do the survey, sir. It doesn't really matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'll take your opinion.
Opinion on what?
Do you want to continue, Mr. Girl?
I couldn't hear good.
All right, it's okay. I'll talk my loudest. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored and recorded. If we are not attempting to, we're not attempting to sell anything, nor will you participate, result any calls in the future to sell you anything, okay? Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. We have the ability to complete this interview in English. Would you rather...
Are you going
to
want money?
No, no money at all.
Okay.
Before we begin, sir, would you please confirm that you are not driving, that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Well, you ain't talk to me. Okay. Why couldn't you talk to me?
Oh, it's just I don't want you to be driving on the road and talking with me at the same
time. Oh, no, I'm at home.
Okay. What county are you from in California? Where do you currently live in? What county?
Porterville. In Tulare County.
Tulare?
Porterville in Tulare County.
Tulare. I got you here. Okay. And would you please tell me your zip code?
Your what?
Your zip code?
93257.
Okay. You're doing a great job, sir. Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters, okay? In what year were you born?
What?
What year were you born?
1942.
Thank you.
Talk louder.
Are you any kind of Hispanic or Latino?
No, I'm an American.
Okay, that makes you Caucasian or white, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was the last grade of school that you completed?
I had about 12. I graduated from high school.
From high school?
Then I went to college for a little bit, but then I didn't finish it.
And you did mention you're a Republican, right?
I am a Republican, yes.
Okay. If the elections for United States Congress were held today, from whom would you vote for? And your answer is Republican, right?
I would vote it for any Republican, no Democrat. I wouldn't vote for a Democrat. Look what they've done to this world.
I got your answer. Note it right here loud and clear, okay, sir? Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on the next one, okay?
Okay, but hurry up.
Yes, sir. What about Rudy Salas? Are you favorable or unfavorable of Rudy Salas?
I don't know him.
Okay, never heard. What about David Valadou?
Where are you getting all these people at? I never heard of them.
Okay, I could just put you never heard of them. It's okay. What about Kamala Harris? Have you heard of her?
That's the vice president?
Kamala Harris, yes. Are you favorable
or unfavorable? I think it's unfailable for that crazy woman.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
He's nuts, too.
Unfavorable? What about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable. He's good.
Okay.
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. We're going on to the next one. We're 50% done, okay? So please bear with me. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on the issue.
Oh, hurry up!
All right. Abortion, taxes, the cost of mortgage rent. Which one of those are the issues that are important for you? Border security, inflation or cost of living, health care.
The border.
The border, okay, one more. Taxes, Social Security and Medicare, or protecting democracy?
I'm on Social Security.
Okay, so Social Security, let's go there. All right, sir, now thinking ahead to the elections in November.
Hey, listen, you better hurry up, I ain't got time.
I'm almost done, sir, bear with me. Your opinion is very important. How important is it for you to vote in the upcoming elections? Is it very important or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay. If the elections for president were being held today, from whom would you vote for? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Jill Stein, or Green Party?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. We're almost done here, okay? If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump?
I wouldn't vote for any of them.
Would you vote for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Okay. If the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote for between Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey?
Adam Schiff's the biggest liar in town. I wouldn't vote for him for nothing.
Steve Garvey's your choice?
I don't know. What is he, a Democrat or a Republican?
He's a Republican.
Okay, I'd vote for him. I wouldn't vote for that staff guy. He's a big liar.
Yeah, I respect your opinion right there. Now, if the elections were held today, for whom would you vote for? Rudy Salas, who's a Democrat, or David Valadou, who's a Republican?
For what? What are they going to vote for? For president?
For Congress. For U.S. Congress.
If it's a Republican, I'll vote for him. If it's not, I won't.
Okay.
You better hurry, guy.
We got like 2 more minutes, sir. Can you bear with me?
Go to hell!